بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We continue discussing in this kitab إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings. There are a person's business, his dealings, his occupation, his work, his job can be in conformity to the laws and sharia of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, thereby making his earnings halal, tayyib. When the earnings are halal and tayyib, they are pure, not tainted, then accordingly the food will be halal, then a person's amal also will be in conformity to the laws of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We had begun the discussion before on incorrect practices during business. Point number 7, taking advantage of a person in difficulty. Taking advantage of a person in difficulty. Ali radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade taking advantage of one who is helpless and in difficulty when doing a business deal. Ali radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade taking advantage of one who is helpless and in difficulty when doing a business deal. This is the riwayat of Abu Dawood Sharif. If a Muslim brother is in need and forced to sell, at least give him the market price or even higher than that to assist him. Do not take undue advantage of his predicament. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no servant can reach the reality of iman until he loves for people what he loves for himself. Today we know this has become very common right now. A person is going down in business, he's struggling, and it goes out in the business market that he's selling up. So unfortunately the mindset is, we might not say it, or sometimes we do say it, that in our circles you say, here's a luck over here. He's going down, let's offer him a cash price right now, below market value. So to say, we throw away, we dangle a carrot for him, that we know you're going down right now, so at least get something. So this is not in accordance to the spirit of Sharia. And the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where they understood that this was an opportunity for them to make their akhirat, not to make their dunya. Like how we hear from our mashayikh also, that how beautifully they put it, when a person is in an environment which is not conducive to taqwa. For example, a person is traveling, is at the airport, or in a busy area where they are ghair maharim, they are women that are halal for him to marry, haram for him to look at right now. So Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will say, ke ye sab mita ki dukane hain. That all these haram women, so to say, are mitai ki dukane. These are shops of mitai, not to eat. But he says, avoid looking and Allah Ta'ala will open up a whole series of mitai in your heart. The sweetness of iman that Allah will give you by not looking. Sitting on the plane, the airport, going traveling somewhere, go to the supermarket. He says, don't look. Don't look, and Allah Ta'ala promises you that He will give you the sweetness of iman. In this worldly life, you will taste it. And then when you go home, there's even more enjoyment. In the same way, when it comes to instances like this in a person's life, where his Muslim brother is going down, this is an opportunity now for me to make my akhirat. But the mindset, because of the environment and the education, what you will say, here's a luck over here. He's going down, the property is worth 3 million, offer him 2 million. You give him a cash price also. So this is not the spirit of Iman Islam. And الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمَالَهُمْ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ Ulama make tafsir of this ayat. That Allah loves those people. They spend their wealth when times are good and in adverse times also. When times are good, they're still spending in the path of Allah. And when times aren't so good, they're still spending in the path of Allah. So here, Mufassirin say the highest level of spending in the path of Allah is the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam took loans to give loans. He took loans to give loans. So many a person, you say, this also is sunnah. So he says, I'm also down and out right now. But then I'm servicing the loan for my car. I'm servicing the loan for my contracts. They say this also is sunnah, where you take a loan for that person, you service this loan also, for that person to make his life easy. This is the highest spirit of iman, spending in the path of Allah. I don't have it right now, but the person came to me, he's very desperate. I have the context, and they will give me a soft loan. He doesn't have the context, it will give him a soft loan. I know the people. So I can approach them and tell them, give me a soft loan, I'll pay you accordingly. Like how I'm servicing all my other loans, take a loan for a Muslim brother. See, this is the highest level of spending in the path of Allah, the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here also, Hazrat Ali's report, radiallahu anhu, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam forbade taking advantage of one who is helpless and in difficulty when doing a business deal. There's another hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, wherein he mentions, لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا في طيب نفسه. That the wealth of a Muslim brother is not halal. The wealth of a Muslim brother is not halal for you except with the happiness of his heart. Here now we're squeezing him. That we know you're in difficulty. It is take something. It is take something and you can pay towards the bank. And then after we'll see what we can do for you. So he says that he's paying you that money, but the heart is not happy right now. I can't get more, but I'm in a jam. I need the money by month end. And he's a cash buyer. But the reality is he's not happy to pay that price. He's not happy to take that price from you. So you're taking away his property, or his vehicle, whatever it may be. But he's not happy to give it. So in reality, that which you are taking from him, is not even halal for you. Because the heart is not happy. So Sharia has created the spirit in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where they gave, and so many examples in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where they heard just one verse, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, and other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where they heard just one verse, that to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such virtue. In Fazal al-Sadaqat, the Shaykh has mentioned a riwayat also of a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he saw a slave. He saw a slave eating food in an orchard, and the same food that he was eating, he was feeding his dog also. The same food he was eating, he was feeding his dog also. One morsel for him, one morsel for the dog. So he approached the slave, and he said, I'm amazed at you, that you are feeding the dog the same food that you are eating. Whereas the dog doesn't know the difference between this superior quality food and inferior quality, give it dog food. He says, I feel ashamed. This dog has been my friend for many years. I feel ashamed that it's also a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I eat good food, the dog is looking at me, and I don't give it the same food. Yeah, insan in our days now is feeling hard to share the food he has with someone else. And the amount of israf and the wasting and throwing away, the culture of eating out. Children don't like the food, throw it away. Just leave leftovers, they will dispose of it. Allah protect us from the outcome of this type of israf. So this sahabi was amazed in Madinah Munawwara. So he asked the slave, who do you belong to? So he says, I belong to the family of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi. So he goes to the family, the awlad and the children of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, and he says that the certain slave belongs to you. He says, it does belong to us. I would like to purchase him. He said, no, he's for us very long. We grew up with him. We will miss him if we do sell him. But he continues. He continues with them until they are happy at a certain price, and he pays the price for the slave. Then he tells him, I want to buy that orchard also. He said, the orchard. But if really you want it, after some time, they gave in and they sold the orchard to him also. So he goes back to that slave, the spirit of spending in the path of Allah. And he says to the slave, I've seen the taqwa in you. And for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I set you free. He was ecstatic, may Allah reward you, may Allah bless you. And then he says, not only that, this entire orchard I give it to you as a hadiyah and a gift. For an orchard for us to understand, my dear brothers, is not just one garden. Just for our understanding, maybe the whole of botanical gardens or more. But hundreds of trees in there. All this is yours, all the kajur trees also. He can't believe it. In return for this spending upon him, he knew where this orchard came from. So he says, for the pleasure of Allah, I make this orchard waqf for for the family of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Gives it back to the family. A slave. That was a spirit in Madinatul Munawwara, where there was no attachment to anything of dunya. His brother needs it right now. If I can help you, I know the context, I will help you. But this is the report of Ali radiallahu anhu. Just to read it one more time. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam forbade taking advantage of one who is helpless and in difficulty when doing a business deal. A Muslim brother who is in need and forced to sell, at least give him the market price or even higher to assist him. Do not take undue advantage of his predicament. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no servant can reach a reality of iman until he loves for people what he loves for himself. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq understanding. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. Astaghfirullah.